this is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has noticed that there are a number of significant albums that are celebrating their 50th anniversary. And he's decided to devote a summer series to celebrating a wide variety of them. First up is Steely Dan's Pretzel Logic. Released in 1974, it was the band's third album, one that yielded a big hit single, Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. For reasons he's about to explain, Ken thinks Pretzel Logic is Steely Dan's best album. Here's their song, Any Major Dude Will Tell You.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you.
Coolly detached, ironic, and arch, Steely Dan has always stood apart from their contemporaries. The songs written by singer-keyboardist Donald Fagen and guitarist-bassist Walter Becker didn't sound like what was popular at the time. This was not heroic rock and roll in the manner of Rod Stewart or Bad Company. Steely Dan's music of profound uneasiness erased any trace of macho egotism, and that's another reason it continues to sound as fresh and inviting as it does.
It's a beggar's lie, said the Queen of Spain, but don't tell it to a poor man, 'cause he's got to kill for every thrill the best he can. Everywhere around me I see jealousy and mayhem, because no man have all their peace of mind to carry them.
In 1974, Pretzel Logic found Steely Dan at a crossroads. Their first two albums had done what Fagen and Becker had set out to do, establish the band as a viable business proposition. Having proved they could make hits, such as Reelin' in the Years and Do It Again, they were able to take more creative control of their career. Fagen and Becker would no longer need to answer to record company bosses about their obtuse lyrics or justify their intricate arrangements. With Pretzel Logic, they began a new quest for studio perfectionism that would carry on through the rest of the act's existence.
I would love to tour the Southland in a traveling minstrel show. Yes, I'd love to tour the Southland in a traveling minstrel show. Yes, I'm down to be a star and make them laugh. Sound just like a record on a phonograph. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Oh, yeah.
That's the album's title song, a blues tune that says trying to become a star is a fool's errand. In retrospect, you can hear the song as a statement of goals. Instead of trying to, quote, sound just like a record on the phonograph, the touring that's mentioned is what Becker and Fagen wanted to stop doing. After this album, Steely Dan wouldn't perform in public again for decades. Indeed, after Pretzel Logic, there was no Steely Dan band. It was just Fagen and Becker as creatures of the recording studio, employing an endless variety of esteemed session musicians to execute their tricky compositions.
Just begun.
I guess you kind of scared yourself. You turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only.
Becker and Fagan's ceaseless pursuit of pristine perfection would, in later years, sometimes result in bloodless sterility. Yes, I'm thinking of you, 1980 album Gaucho. But on Pretzel Logic, they were just insecure enough to make sure they included a radio-friendly single. Ricky Don't Lose That Number peaked at number 4, while showcasing a range they would never display again. The song With a Gun is a Steely Dan version of a Western, more Roy Rogers than the Wild Bunch. Through With Buzz is the shortest song they ever recorded and contains the ultimate Steely Dan sad hipster couplet, quote, "You know I'm cool, yes I feel all right, except when I'm in my room and it's late at night." Two cuts touch on Becker and Fagan's love of jazz. Parker's Band is one of the rare Dan songs whose lyric is straightforward. It's a salute to the saxophone great Charlie Parker. And East St. Louis Toodaloo is a cover of a jaunty 1920s instrumental by Duke Ellington. The cover of Pretzel Logic is a black-and-white photograph of a pretzel vendor snapped in New York City's Central Park on a cold, slushy winter day. In the Pretzel Logic context of this album, that harsh image is a perfect analog for the paradox of Steely Dan. They were hitmakers who acted like obscure cult artists, creators of crowd-pleasing pleasure with songs about joyless obsessions. What an unlikely, great album.
Rock critic Ken Tucker. Steely Dan's album Pretzel Logic was released 50 years ago. Susan Nakundi directed today's show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.